Welcome to AMG Academy. Get ready to dive into a vibrant community where insurance professionals come together to discuss the latest in sales techniques, innovative business strategies, and the power of collaboration. Whether you're looking out for the next big trend in sales or seeking insights into strategic business growth, this is your hub. This is AMG Academy.
Hello and welcome to another edition of AMG Academy. Matt McClure here with you. Thank you so much for being a part of things, the show where we take a look at some new and exciting things that are happening in the world of insurance. Maybe it's new products, maybe it's new methods of sales, or maybe it's how to get more referrals. We talk about it all here on AMG Academy, and we appreciate you being a part of the show each and every time around. Today falls into kind of the new product category, and the new product is Mutual of Omaha Hospital Indemnity Plan. It's actually called the Hospital Protection Plan. And here to talk more about that is Alicia Hansen with Mutual of Omaha. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for being here. And so as we kind of, you know, dive into things, and I guess before we do too deep of a dive here, give us a little bit of a quick overview of why Mutual of Omaha really decided to roll out this hospital protection plan now, and what kind of need does it meet in the market?
Good question. We're kind of divided in brokerage between a couple of different areas. So we've got kind of the life insurance side, and that encompasses our long-term care side, our cancer, heart attack, stroke policy. And over on the senior health side, obviously we're promoting to seniors. Medicare supplement is our primary product. And then we also have a dental that complements our Medicare supplement. We are not in Medicare Advantage, and this is our way to kind of bridge that, correct? I mean, we want to, one, diversify our portfolio and really just, you know, have more reach in the senior space. And it's really that simple, honestly. We're ready to bring another another product to market. And HIP was the one that won. So it's very exciting for us.
It won the competition. It was like American Gladiators or Ninja Warrior or whatever it is these days. So let's talk about kind of the basic product features first off. I mean, obviously, hospital indemnity, I think a lot of people watching will be familiar with what a basic, you know, sort of hospital indemnity plan is or the idea of it. But what are kind of the key benefits that are built into the hospital protection plan just on a base level here?
So our base benefit, so if you are someone who you don't take any of our 9 riders, the base benefit is your daily benefit or your lump sum benefit. So the daily benefit, you can choose like between 100 and 1,000. And then your day options are 3 through 10 or 15, 20, 31. And really that one's going to be designed for, you know, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you have co-insurances, you just kind of, you know, as an agent out there already maybe cross-selling HIP, you know, other plans, you know, we're going to mirror those primarily. And then you've got the lump sum benefit, right? So this might be good for, honestly, like an ACA plan that might have a deductible that client has to meet. So they can choose anywhere from 100 to 3,000. Or you could even position that with a high deductible plan G, which I believe, I don't know, the benefit's like 2,800 and some change. And you could perhaps get a $3,000 lump sum benefit to help with that. So there's a lot of choices within that. And then outside, of course, of the daily benefit of the lump sum, you've also got observation stay. So our hospital confinement starts at 24 hours. Well, in addition, you can also kick in that observation stay, which we consider 6 hours. So that's part of the base benefit. If you're only in the hospital for, say, example, 7 hours and they release you, we're going to pay that benefit for that observation stay because you breach that 6-hour mark. There's also 2 other benefits that I think are really important. We have got an inpatient mental or nervous disorder benefit, and that's $175 a day, up to 7 days per calendar year. And then we've got pet warding, which is $75 a day, up to 14 days per calendar year. So, you know, you've got a lot of seniors out there who are single. Maybe they don't have family to support them. And this is an important benefit. And it's one that we smile at, right? Because it's a feel-good benefit. But it's really an imperative one to a lot of seniors out there who live alone and might have a couple of pets. So I really like that benefit.
Yeah, I like that one too. It's it's really great. I mean, because pets do, they become part of your family, and you know, it's they're the four-legged kids or four-legged grandkids. So yeah, no, I absolutely get that 100%. I've got a lot of four-legged friends roaming around my house as we speak. So
me too. You're like, in that club as well.
Yeah. You're like, stay away just for a few minutes here, kids. But yeah, so, and one thing that I did notice about the hospital protection plan as well, was about the waiting period. How quickly does coverage kick in here? Is there a waiting period at all before coverage kicks in?
There is no waiting period. So one thing I'll point out, so first of all, this is going to be available to folks 18 to 85. So big wide group. Yep. It's guarantee issue 64 to 74. So there is no waiting period. So if you're 64 years old, so obviously our, you know, target market is that those seniors, right? You turn, you know, get on Medicare at age 65. So there's no waiting period. Now we do have a rider, a cancer rider, and that rider does have a 30-day waiting period. So just note that.
Gotcha. Very good. So no waiting period in general for the base policy, but maybe for that one particular rider.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And so, yeah, I mean, if we're looking at maybe, and you sort of talked about there, and I kind of alluded to kind of the target market for this, mm-hmm. is going to be those, yep. those seniors. Who is maybe an ideal client for this product? I mean, if we've got an agent watching who is saying, okay, where can this really fit into my book of business, mm-hmm. perhaps, or what client yep. could I help with this particular policy?
Yeah, so I think that in general, we've got a lot of HIP products, we'll use that acronym to describe them, out there. And I think primarily they've always been marketed to the Medicare Advantage client. You know, on our side, on the MedSup side, it's very definitive. You know, if you have a Plan G, you're pretty much taken care of outside of that small Part B deductible. And even N has a few co-insurances. So from a MedSup perspective, the high deductible Plan G, I think, is an essential one. I mean, right now we're just seeing just the Medicare space right now is just going through some stuff, right? We're seeing costs go up in general at hospitals and such. Claims are going up. You're seeing carriers taking, you know, pretty, you know, serious rate increases to kind of just get in line with the claims that we're seeing. And so who knows if we start seeing a shift in the Medicare supplement plans that are promoted to consumers. You know, you could see high deductible Plan G getting a lot more attention. So a hospital income protection plan is perfect for that plan because you're paying a really high deductible. And then Medicare Advantage plans, they're going through it right now as well. And so, you know, a HIP plan is going to fill those gaps. And it's going to be different for every consumer depending on what plan, you know, is in their area. So I think that Medicare Advantage, obviously, and some Medicare supplement plans, and don't discount again those ACA plans, where, you know, if there's any out of pocket, you know, have that conversation with your customer about a HIP plan. They're affordable. And I know we hear a lot of the argument, like, you know, agents don't want to jeopardize a sale. Well, I'm like, it's important that you ask those consumers so they have the option to say no, but at least they're educated that there are these plans out there that can help them with those costs if they don't have a savings account that they can pull from to pay these, you know, sometimes substantial co-payments and deductibles. So it's important to ask the question.
Yeah, it really, really is. I mean, just make sure that you are exploring all of the options that would be best for that particular client. And people love having options, you know, as you alluded to there. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I don't know, I guess it's funny because I say I love having options and then I'm like, I sometimes have a hard time deciding where I'm going to eat dinner at night, you know, or whatever, but it's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, but at least the options are there and then you can make an educated decision based on, you know, do I want seafood? Do I want steak? You know, these are the seafood and the steak that we're talking about here. Are these different plans? And that's the thing is it can fit in so many different situations. People can, you know, get that relief. I mean, you had mentioned hospital costs. I think it's something like what, $3,000 a day on average right now. And so that help means a whole lot, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's insane, right? Just everything, everything's going up, right? We see that in the news every day. So yeah, it's expensive to go to the hospital. And, you know, to have these plans available to kind of help mitigate that kind of, you know, price tag is very important. So again, it's a question. It's not going to harm the customer. It's a question. And they might, you know, it's going to be life changing for them. So it's a big deal to promote these plans for these Medicare Advantage clients. And, you know, and again, I haven't seen any of the plan offerings for this next AEP, but I imagine there's going to be some changes to them and more out of pocket for consumers. So we'll see. Time will tell.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. We shall see exactly how people are affected by those increases, because you know that we know that they're coming is just how much. But one of the things I think that really does stand out about this particular plan, the Hospital Protection Plan from Mutual of Omaha, is all of the different optional riders. You know, you mentioned the cancer rider a little bit earlier. Walk us through, I think, some of the more popular ones or ones that will be popular from this particular plan, because I think there are, nine optional riders, I think? Yeah. So people do. Speaking of choices, you got choices.
So with the product just released on Friday. So we haven't really seen yet, you know, we actually have gotten a few cases in, which is awesome, day one. I have a feeling the cancer rider is going to be a very popular one. Again, I think there's standalone cancer riders out there today. Ours is going to pay minimum $2,500 up to maximum $25,000. And, you know, cancer touches all of our lives every single day. My mother, you know, had cancer. I mean, it's just in everyone's world. It's just a reality. And I do think this rider is going to be very popular. We do have a kicker to a $600 benefit for skin cancer. Now, again, note, this rider is underwritten. So even if your guarantee issue, 64 to 74 for the base benefits, this rider is underwritten. And, you know, if you've ever had cancer, you would not be eligible for it. I think the GPO rider, guaranteed purchase option rider, is going to be popular as well. So that one is after the first anniversary, you can increase your base benefit or lump sum by 15% every year. You can do it up to five times or up until age 85. And then once you've kind of reached that max, we will term the rider and you'll have those benefits, but you won't pay for that anymore. And so I think that rider could be very beneficial. I mean, there's just a lot of options here. It's going to be really interesting to see what riders kind of take hold. I heard one agent say that they're going to do like a bronze, silver, gold scenario. So they're going to, you know, kind of create these patterns of, this is when I'm going to talk to my consumers about, maybe start out with the bronze and, you know, and just kind of have an idea of what they're going to promote to that consumer. And there's going to probably be a lot of dial up and dial down. So when you're talking to your consumer and you're quoting on Sales Professional Access, where our EAP sits. So the first part of doing an EAP is the quote, of course. So it's going to be just what that consumer can afford. And yeah, it's going to be a dial up, dial down. What can you have? What's important to you? And skilled nursing as well. Skilled nursing facility writer could be a very beneficial one as well. And who knows? I mean, we are new to this product line. And so I'll be very curious to see even after a couple of months what writers are really coming in strong.
Yeah. And I can't wait to see which ones are the most popular as well. I think that'll be very, very interesting. And, from the producer perspective here, you mentioned you've already got some apps in, even though the launch of the product was just literally the other day from our recording date here. But from the producer perspective, I mean, how easy is it to quote and issue the product? Is it, if people are already contracted with Mutual of Omaha, I would imagine they're probably familiar with the process, and this would kind of fall in line with what they're used to?
Good. So if you have a MedSup appointment today, we already mapped you to the HIP product. So there's no additional contract you need to sign. You don't need to reach out to your IMO. We automatically mapped everyone over who has a MedSup appointment. So we did that quite a few weeks ago. And you go out to Sales Professional Access, that's our agent portal, and you go to the e-apps. And this is, this is the starting point for all of our e-apps, for our life side, for our Medicare supplement e-app, which is most widely used. And the HIP e-app is right there with that, the link to it. So right now we are not doing paper apps. We'll do that, in the future. We're not on any outside platforms at this time because we're just, this is brand new and you just kind of have to take steps with some of this stuff. And so the only way you can get to this today is via Sales Professional Access, which is our agent portal, via the e-app. And that's where we're at right now. So,
very good. Well, yeah, and that seems like an easy process that people will find their way to. As you said, I like that if you've got that MedSup appointment, it's automatically going to be there. So that's pretty awesome. What about also from the producer perspective? Mutual of Omaha obviously is known for providing a lot of support on the marketing side with materials and things like that. Are there different materials, brochures or things, printables or things that people can send to their clients?
Yep. So right now we have. And again, this is all out on forms and materials today, out on Sales Professional Access, but we do have a producer guide, which is available. And then we've got like a highlight sheet for the product and then a highlight sheet for each of the writers individually. We also have, we're doing a lot of social media posts. So we do have information out there today that you can share with your clients. Everything's on SPA. So if it's approved in that state, it's available on Sales Professional Access under Forms and Materials under the Hospital Protection Plan header.
I love it. There's an acronym I like, SPA. It's like I'm relaxing now because the SPA makes me feel good. I don't know. It's a work in progress on my part.
It's a great acronym, SPA. Everyone's like, what? SPA? Okay.
I'm going to the SPA, guys.
Going to SPA.
Exactly. I love it. Well, and also, again, I guess from the producer perspective here, how can this HIP product and other Mutual of Omaha products, if we want to cast a bit wider net for this particular part of the conversation, really help build stronger relationships with clients? I mean, the goal, I guess, for a lot of agents, producers, is to sort of become a bit of a one-stop shop for their clients. So they're not, well, here I've got my life guy over here. I've got my health guy over here. I've got my, property and casualty or whatever it is, whatever other line of insurance over here. They want to at least in as many areas as they can, fill as many needs as they can for their clients. So how can this product or others for Mutual of Omaha really help in that?
I think agents in general right now, want to not leave anything on the table, right? And so this is, well, first of all, selfishly from a carrier perspective, you know, we want to expand our product portfolio. I think in general, agents also want to keep as much under their belt that they can. And, you know, we're seeing just a lot of interesting things happen in the Medicare space with regard to commissions and so forth. Having these additional products kind of, you know, just really help agents out with just, you know, having an income stream. And you're doing it, you know, for yourself, but you're also providing the service to the consumers, right? The important ones. More than anything, agents are just so educated about different product lines and such. I think brand's an important one too. So they really want to be with a carrier that has some, you know, just some goodwill out there in general. And, you know, just really keep everything in house and don't leave anything on the table and try to be that agent for that consumer so they don't have to talk to anyone else. And you don't want them talking to anyone else. You want them to really, you know, call you up and if you can help them. So yeah. I don't know. That's kind of all over answer, but, you know, just keep your customers happy and keep them calling you and try to keep everything under one umbrella.
Well, it's a great answer though, because it really is what it boils down to. I mean, you know, you got to, it's all about getting your clients to know, like, and trust you. And then they in turn are much more likely to then recommend you and your services to others. You'll get those referrals. You kind of keep that book of business growing in that way. And I think that's great. I think that's a great model for how things can really grow for agents. Well, Alicia, just about time for us to wrap up here, but anything else that you wanted to highlight that we haven't gotten to touch on, or maybe some things that you want to kind of leave agents with who might be watching?
You know, so we wanted to get this product on the street before annual election period. So that's right around the corner, right? October 15th, when Medicare Advantage can, you know, switch gears for consumers. And so we wanted this product on the street for AEP. That was very important to us. And we've released 17 states, and we started out with the robust states, right? Like Texas and Florida, just to name a few. So we have 17 states to market as of August 15th. And then we've got a second iteration of approved states that will, our goal is to get those released prior to AEP starting in October. So, because we want to be there, right? We want to be there for those Medicare Advantage plans. We want to get the word out. We're promoting this. And, you know, we're hoping that here in AEP, we can really make a fabulous dent and just get gobs of production in from the field. And we think our plan's wonderful. We it's priced wonderfully. It's got a lot of options, 9 riders. Obviously, you know, you're not going to sell 9 riders to someone. But again, choice is there. We think the base benefit is solid. And we think that we know that we have a great product, and we're excited for agents to learn about it, and we're excited to earn people's business.
Yeah, it really does seem that it is a great product that meets a lot of needs for folks, and all those different riders can really be used to customize things for people as well. So yeah, I think that is fantastic. Of course, if you are an agent watching or listening to this edition of AMG Academy, reach out to your marketer if you want more information about this particular product, and get to selling. All right, get some more information and get to getting out there. Alicia Hansen with Mutual of Omaha, thank you so much. I really do appreciate your time.
You. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much. And thank you for either watching or listening to this particular edition of AMG Academy. I'm Matt McClure. Thanks so much for being a part of things, and we'll see you next time for another edition of the show.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of AMG Academy. For more information on any of today's topics or to contact us, visit AmeriLifeMarketingGroup.com.